Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the biggest stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Apple, the tech giant that's still shaping how the world uses devices, even as the smartphone era winds down. With shares trading around $277 and a market cap topping $4 trillion, this isn't just another earnings recap, it's a full look at where AAPL stands right now. Apple's been on a tear lately, posting its best March quarter ever with $111 billion in revenue and showing real momentum in services and wearables. Yet the stock's one-year performance sits at just 7.6%, while the broader tech sector has done better, which tells me investors are waiting to see how AI and new hardware play out. Over 5 years, it's still delivered nearly 110% gains, proving the long-term compounder story remains intact. At its core, Apple designs and sells iPhones, Macs, iPads, and a growing lineup of wearables and services to hundreds of millions of loyal customers worldwide. Tim Cook has steered the company to generate massive free cash flow year after year, nearly $99 billion last fiscal year, while keeping capital spending disciplined. That cash machine funds dividends, buybacks, and the push into artificial intelligence without needing to stretch the balance sheet. Breaking down the latest full-year numbers, iPhone still dominates at $210 billion, but services hit a record $109 billion and now represent the highest margin growth engine. Mac and iPad together added another $62 billion, while wearables and accessories contributed $36 billion. Geographically, the Americas delivered $178 billion, Europe, $111 billion, and Greater China, $64 billion, showing the business remains diversified, even as supply chain and geopolitical questions linger. Apple's most recent quarter delivered record revenue of $143.8 billion and EPS of 2, beating expectations across the board. Management highlighted strong iPhone 16 demand, double-digit growth in services, and continued expansion in emerging markets. Gross margins held steady near 46%, and the company returned over $40 billion to shareholders through dividends and repurchases. The tone on AI was confident, with new features rolling out across the ecosystem. On the earnings call, executives emphasized that Apple Intelligence is already enhancing Siri and writing tools, with more capabilities coming later this year. They also noted that letting users choose rival AI models in iOS 27 keeps the platform open while protecting privacy. Supply chain comments focused on steady iPhone production and new manufacturing investments with partners like TSMC and Intel. The overall message was one of steady execution rather than flashy promises. Looking at the balance sheet, Apple holds $36 billion in cash against $286 billion in total liabilities, but the real story is the $74 billion in shareholders' equity and consistent free cash flow generation above $98 billion annually. Operating cash flow reached $111 billion last year, funding both growth initiatives and aggressive capital returns. The current ratio near 1.07 shows tight but healthy liquidity for a company of this scale. At 33.6 times trailing earnings and 9.1 times sales, Apple trades at a premium, yet forward PE estimates have been trending lower toward the low 30s as earnings grow. The 0.37% dividend yield plus ongoing buybacks provide a modest but reliable return of capital. Compared with peers, the valuation reflects Apple's unmatched ecosystem and cash flow durability more than rapid top-line expansion. Strengths include fortress-like free cash flow, brand loyalty, and a services business that keeps growing at high margins. Weaknesses center on heavy dependence on iPhone sales and slower AI progress versus some rivals. Opportunities lie in foldable devices that finally solve the crease problem and deeper AI integration across the installed base. Threats include regulatory pressure on the App Store, China exposure, and potential tariff impacts on the supply chain. Over the past 6 months, the stock has climbed 17%, though the three-month period shows a slight dip of 0.6%. That recent consolidation comes after a strong run and lines up with broader market rotation away from mega-cap tech. Volume averages 45 million shares daily, giving the name plenty of liquidity for both long-term holders and active traders. Using a standard discounted cash flow model with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth, the base intrinsic value lands around $104. More bullish scenarios that factor in stronger AI-driven services growth push fair value estimates into the $216 to $270 range, depending on how aggressive the free cash flow projections become. At the current price, near $277, the base DCF suggests the stock is priced for perfection, while the Super Bowl case shows only modest upside. That tells me Apple remains a high-quality compounder, best suited for investors comfortable holding through volatility rather than those hunting for deep value. All told, Apple continues to deliver the kind of consistent cash generation and ecosystem strength that few companies can match. The near-term story hinges on AI feature adoption and any new hardware surprises, while the long-term case rests on services growth and capital returns. If you're building a core position, dollar cost averaging on dips still makes sense given the durability of the business. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts on Apple in the comments and hit subscribe for more deep dive analyses.